Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you for joining me. Yes, it is 1:30 in the morning, and I'm still awake, maybe because I've had a good rest. And I wanted to make sure that I get a Think Again Thursday message to you, simply because many of us are playing with denial. You know, and I want you to think about that. You know, one of the greatest things we can do is believe God. But a lot of things that we are allowing the enemy to talk to us about, we are in denial that we are really listening to the devil. And I know you probably say, oh, well, I am blessed and I am highly favored. Oh, well, I do profess the word of truth and I believe that God is going to do a thing. But have you ever thought about when we choose our words and what we say, we feel sick and I'm not sick and you know you're sick as a dog, or you find yourself saying, oh Lord, I believe you and I'm not the devil, but yet it's still in the back of your head, you denying truth. You know, just think about this, how we say the Lord is my shepherd, then all around you there's a need. You know what I'm saying? The Lord is my shepherd. He takes care of all of my wants, but you got a whole bunch of wants around you that's not taken care of yet. And, you know, and then you start thinking about that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper, but all hell is breaking loose on every end. But yet we still profess no weapon formed, but yet the weapons are constantly forming. And you're asking God, wait a minute. I'm saying all these things that you my God, you're going to supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, but yet there's still a need there. There's still hell all around, you know, so you keep on confessing, but yet you keep on seeing lack. You keep on saying, okay, I know you're going to do it, but you keep on still waiting year after year. Things still seem the same, but yet we are in denial about some things that's really going on with ourselves. And so it ain't that God is hard of hearing. It ain't that God is late. It ain't that you waiting on God. It's a possibility that he's waiting on you. Oh, I'm a testament to that. So, but anyway, I just felt like this message I wanted to bring out, and there's another one hopefully I'll get a chance to do before this week is out. It's really talking about making sure that we come together to understand where God has really placed us at and the company that you keep in. We'll talk about that a little bit later. That's, you know, that's pretty much taking you out of the realm of things getting to where they need to be. And also for where you are emotionally in these relationships that could be staggering you or could be holding you up. And so we'll talk about that a little bit later. But on this Think Again Thursday, I wanted to talk about the dangers of denial and the reason for that. Why do we deny? Well, first and foremost, many of us don't have patience and many of us certainly don't have temperance. But I want to talk about some of the dangers when we're facing these issues. Sometimes our first reaction is to ignore it. We try to push it back that it don't exist. Because, like I said, we're trying to pray it away, you know, that, you know, these issues are really not going to be there in the morning and that I'm going to be all right because I know my daddy God heard me. But we forget the condition of our heart. And nobody likes to deal with all these different setbacks and illnesses in our bodies, or we've had these losses. We lost our car. We lost our jobs. You know, we got relationship problems, marriage is on the brink, and, you know, cheering giving us a whole bunch of trouble. You know, whatever that is, you just financially in this crunch. But, however, if we keep denying these difficulties that are there and that are confronting you and you're not confronting it, or your loved ones, you know, here they are, they keep you from seeking the solution when you know you need to go ahead on and do a thing that God has called you to do without feeling guilty. You know, that you seem like you shouldn't do this because they're going to think that you're walking out on them or that you turn your back on the situation, when actually what you're trying to do is move forward out of the denial. You just don't want to face the fact that you have got to confront the thing and move forward. And so when you start to try to seek solutions in your own mind or your own way that seemeth right to you, you're always going to be in this denial and you're going to fall short. And so my goal of this message today is to make sure you understand that this seems to be a best way out to just try to push it back, but it's going to come up in your behavior. It's going to come up in your speech. It's going to come up because you're tired of dealing with it. You're tired of trying to push it down when you just want it to get right. And so what happens, these denial, I call it these impatient motives that we tend to do things in this vein of denial, they become very negative, long-term consequences that we got to deal with when we don't face them head-on. And so why do we deny, Dr. Murphy? Well, denial is one of the things that God has given us to do is really a protective motive. What is there is to help us cope. You know, to protect ourselves, to hide us from these hard-to-deal-with problems, you know, as I said early on, dealing with your personal loss or dealing with a relationship, or you know that this, you know, dating relationship is no good for you, but yet you still hanging around trying to see, you know, maybe if I, you know, have sex a little bit different this way, or maybe if I try to bend this way or whatever, or maybe if I do this, I can make more money, or, you know, maybe if I say this or take this drug, or, you know, try to deal with the thing the devil is telling you that you have this sickness or this disease, and you just, you know, you're in denial that you really have really accepted the doctor's report. And really, you know, you should be saying, no, I don't receive that. But the reason why we cannot walk in that power and that authority is because we're in denial of what we really have going on with us that's really truth. And a lot of that has to do with our temperance, the weakness of our temperance. And that temperance is talking about controlling our sinful passions. You know, that's the ninth commandment of the fruit of the Spirit, is to make sure that we look at and contrast the lack of self-control and look at the moral restraint to see where are we in this lack of temperance, so we'll be able to see why I am in denial, why I don't want to talk about that, why I don't want to deal with that, why am I still addicted, like I'm always talking about, to cookies. But many of you are addicted to a whole lot of other things that we don't want to face the fact that you are addicted to pornography. You are addicted to these bad relationships. Or you are addicted to trying to cuss and steal and lie and cheat. And, you know, we're addicted. Now, Dr. Murphy, you're supposed to be giving us something positive and more uplifting in these messages. You're always coming back with these cutting hard words. No, no, no. I'm here to make sure that we get what's crooked straight. That's the assignment of us to think again. And so when we start to look at these areas that we call our coping mechanisms to protect ourselves or to cover ourselves, what this is trying to show you is that as this stage of denial continues, as the stage of grief or the place that you don't want to leave, that you got to let go of, or that you need to exercise patience in, many times you'll find yourself in this long trial of this great suffering because you don't want to deal with the persecution, or you don't want to deal or face the or be in the midst of the problem because you feel like somebody's going to belittle you or something's going to make you feel unqualified for a thing. When actuality, I always use the word that they don't qualify when many of the things that we think that we qualify for, we don't, because our daddy is a qualifier. But we must be able to examine the fruit, though. Let's look there. Examine the fruit and see whether or not the fruit that we are demonstrating is fruitful or is it defiled? Is it lacking temperance? And so, you know, we want to make sure that these areas in our lives, at the first stage of any grief or denial, this is where you give your mind the space or the thought to absorb this way of how am I going to face this loss, until to the point that you become so emotionally ready, you know, to the point to say, I'm going to deal with it this way that's more comfortable for me. But in actuality, what we need to move forward, what we need to be doing is moving forward with the rational, what is godly, what is temperate, what is patient, you know, that God will be able to help you process the thing that you've been denying. And for a number of reasons, you know, you might want to deny it because you don't want to hurt your family. You don't want to hurt your spouse to know that you really are not in agreement and that you really don't want to be married anymore. Or you really, you know, feel like this relationship is not going to work. Or you really know that you're afraid in this relationship and that it's a dangerous relationship and you don't know how to shake it or get out of it because it's so scary. And it is true, because so many people are flipping out today, you know, you don't know what to do. But when we are in these situations, when you know your life is in danger, when you know that it's going to cost you a relationship, or when you know that these situations seem to look like they're not changing, As I said earlier on, when we prayed and told God, you know, listen, Daddy, I trust you, I believe you. You know, and one of my favorite scriptures is John 15:7. That is one of my favorites because he says that, if you ask. And so one of the things that we tend to do is we say we ask and we believe God, but yet we'll say it, and before we know it, we're not believing God at all. You know, John 15:7 says, now if we could just make that assurance that what we've prayed out, you know, within ourselves, that it won't be strange fire going up, because we know that God recognized our prayer, that our prayer is qualifying, because we are not, you know, in rebellion, or we're not in unforgiveness and these things that keep him from hearing from us. And so we want to make sure that we don't have this broken communication that we think is hitting his ears, when actually he is turning his ear away from the prayer because we're not in position. And so because we're still in denial about the thing that we need to get straight. So you got to move forward in the rational, biblical perspective, so that these actions that seem too hard, or these behaviors or thoughts that seem too hard, that you can start to work toward a plan. Refusing to acknowledge these places, these difficult things that, you know, that you're facing in your life, you know, and avoiding the facts or minimizing, you know, the consequences, you know, these can temporarily ease the blow of this negative thing. But if you can really get to God and say, this is what I see, and I know this is what you know about me, Daddy, because I know you know all things. You shaped me. You made me. You created me. You know all. But because we were born and shaped in iniquity, without a doubt, we will forever always fight these areas that so easily beset us. And that's why we have to pray. This is why we have to seek God about what to do about a situation in our lives, and not, you know, not be ashamed, because he's our daddy. And so, but we can no longer afford to deny. We can no longer afford to compromise. You know, your comfort has really caused you pain, if you really look at it. And staying in denial can interfere with a whole bunch of things. It can interfere with you needing to get certain treatment that the doctor say you need to take for you to get better. You're in denial that you have this sickness. Come on now, doctors were created even biblically. So we need to make sure that we're following the doctor's orders and praying and fasting. Because just because you don't want to take it, or you feel like, you know, this is not of God, God is probably trying to show you need to take this medicine. You better do this until I can get you straight in these areas that you're in denial about. And the same thing. And you better listen to your mentors. You better listen to those people that's telling you, Dr. Murphy telling you right now, that that man or that woman will kill you, that they are cheating on you, and that you know that you're in denial, that you need to get yourself straight. You know, so you can listen and hear the voice of God through the people who care about you, who are trying to show you where you need to be. And so denial will interfere with you getting the necessary treatment. Denial will interfere with financial problems and make it look like that you got something you don't. You're still racking up your credit card and doing things and buying things to look blessed and highly favored. And so you got to stop trying to tackle this problem head on without the right ammunition, and that is the word of God. And so you're going to have these damaged relationships if you don't deal with these things that you keep denying. You're going to be in a bad fix that you can easily get hurt in denial. And you're going to wind up homeless. You're going to wind up a ministry that's not flourishing because you're in denial. You're in denial that you really don't need to be in that position right now to do a thing. You're in denial that you really don't need to be trying to call yourself a minister when you have all this area that is too weak as far as temperance is concerned, you know, and patience and godliness. We won't leave that out, you know, and because holiness is still right. Holiness is still good. It's going to be that until we all close our eyes and go to heaven. It's not going to change. And so we got to look at, what is causing me to be in denial? What is causing me to have this financial difficulty? What's causing me to want to not tackle this problem head on? What's causing me to have these damaged relationships because I'm in denial about a thing? You already know that girl don't like you. You already know that these people that's connected to you, even sitting right in your ministry, that may be a Judas, and yet you are still in denial that they are a Judas. You are still in denial that you've got these favorites who are really your enemy. I'm telling you, you got to hear God. You got to begin to take a hold and learn how to gain control in the spirit realm of these areas that are making us weak because of rejection or fear of rejection or fear of being lonely and just tolerating hell and compromising with hell. I'm just going to keep it real with you because this thing can get thirsty. But anyway, I'm going to close out with this. I'm going to give you a couple of nuggets that you need to think about how to gain control back over your life spiritually so that you can move forward and do what God has called you to do so that you can have victorious, you know, errors in your life and not so many of those that you're steady in denial about causing breaches and having problems that you are creating yourself because you don't believe God. You know, we got a lot of scriptures that God is showing us how powerful we can be against the devil. But why? Because greater is he in us than he is in the world. And the devil is never going to have more power over our God and the God in us. But he will put you in a place every time, I'm talking about our daddy, so you can understand that this is very victorious and that we can overcome these things when we learn how to come out of denial where we are not supposed to be or where we're supposed to be in. So you, first of all, you want to think about when you or your loved one is stuck in a situation or your relationship is stuck, or you feel like you're in a harmful pattern or some type of relationship that you're in denial about. You want to start by seeking this advice from a person who is not going to be just be neutral with you, but somebody that's going to keep it real with you, going to give you some biblical sound advice, you know, like a counselor, like a mentor, like I said, a trusted confidant or a friend, you know, these people who love God, who reverence and fear the, you know, fear God. And so these are some things that you can think about too. So you want to educate yourself, number one, on the situation at hand. You want to arm yourself with facts. And the first fact finder is in the Word of God. You want to make sure that you look at the Word of God and believe God that no weapon formed is going to prosper and that he is going to supply all your needs and that he is your shepherd. But how are you going to believe that when you have not read the Bible enough other than when you get in trouble? No, we need to be able to soak and bathe ourselves into this. And then the next thing you want to do is you want to be patient. I talked about patience a few minutes ago. See, patience refers to staying on the mission, staying on the great trial that God is putting us in this fiery place that he's trying to refine us in. And, you know, even though we're suffering, you know, in persecution and all these different places, we're going to persevere regardless. You got to accept and know that you're going to endure and you will get past this place to conquer the thing. But you want to educate yourself, arm yourself, be patient, try to identify whatever's irrational beliefs that you got in your head that you're denying about the situation, you know, to help yourself come to terms with it. You got to do this. You got to think about what I'm telling you. And then the next thing, you got to think through the negative. Think through what is the devil saying to you that you don't believe God and you listen to the devil. So you need to think through the negative consequences of failing to take action. Think about what the devil is saying to you that you refuse to take action on so you can show him that you're going to believe God and not him. It's very important. The Bible says that. Remember in John 15:7, that's why I love it. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you should ask anything what you will and it shall be done unto you. But it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you faith. It's going to cost you study, as I said earlier on. And then you want to determine the next thing. Determine when it's time for a workaround. That means if someone is resisting your efforts to solve this problem, if someone is in the way causing fear, or someone is being a sapsucker, is what I call them, just in there, wants something from you all the time, and you're in denial that they really are sapsuckers or users or always got something, they ain't bringing nothing to the table. You know, you need to look at that. You need to determine what is it that I need to work around? What is it I need to get solved about the situation of the individual that I've allowed to come and in my place to cause these strongholds to overtake me? And then the last thing is you need to find a support group of people that's going to really be there for you and mentor you. And you need to journal these things. You need to look at what are these fears, what are these emotional traumas that you're going in that you are in denial. that you're feeling these things, that these things are causing you not to be able to believe God and not to stand forth in these things. And that went too long than I wanted to do. So you got to make sure that you believe God. You want to make sure that you know that everything that God has for us is yea and amen. But there's no way we can believe God in denial. There's no way that we can believe God when we don't want to look at the breaches and the things that we've allowed to come in our space. And so we got to know that our faith is going to give us victory over everything that we believe God for. The Bible says in 1 John 5:4 that the world overcoming faith dwelleth on the inside of you. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So you have a lot of scriptures that's going to back you up, but it's up to you. Satan is not that smart. He can only do what we allow him to do. We got to take authority. We got to speak against these things and tell this spirit that's caused you to hide behind the truth that I don't believe you no more. I believe God. You got to speak to that spirit and tell it to go. And the blood of Jesus and the word of your testimony, the word out of your mouth. Did you notice that as you begin to say that we overcame? So when you overcome something, then you can make sure that denial don't overrule. In no other name but Jesus, I decree that you will beat this again to move forward and do not allow denial to overtake you for this next dimension God is trying to take you to. It's up to you. You better think again, because the devil is slain stupid. He's trying to destroy and conquer. God bless you. Please share the message. Hope it helps.